The Cane Corso Hoax. The following is an interview of Mr. John Ketchum, who says that he was in Mike Satilli's yard back in the day when the fraud was first perpetrated. He is claiming that the Super 6 originally came off of a Neapolitan Mastiff that Mike Satilli owned named Brutus and a Rottweiler that his wife Kathy owned. Here is that interview.
John Ketchum.
And you knew Mike Satilli back in the beginning.
Well, Satilli was already an established Neo breeder at the time. I was just, like I said, 21-year-old kid looking for the best dogs he could get. And at the time, Satilli and Jerry Travers had the best ones. Neos.
Yeah, Neapolitan Mastiffs, right. That's what you were looking for. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is Kokomo out of? You said that dog Mike Satilli Jr., Brutus, and who?
And one of John Craddy's female German Rottweiler bitches that Kathy bought and championed. Kathy Satilli.
Oh, okay, his wife, okay.
Yeah.
And this was an accidental, they weren't like trying to do this, it was an accidental.
No. Beam. No. He was joking and laughing about it.
And that's what became the Super 6.
Yep.
Wow. What was the dame on that, Brutus? And what? You're saying that the first breeding was actually an accident. They didn't do this on purpose?
No. And I'm telling you, so Tilly's had to sell at least 2 pups a month to maintain his lifestyle. And fucking, Mickey Jr. was just a snot-nosed punk hanging around his dad.
Right. That's what Tony told me, too.
Yep. And, you know, the Satillis moved their kennel down to Alabama to be near Gary Travers because they were doing a lot of dog swapping with Gary. Yeah, I've dealt with a lot of people. I've seen Gani Shaver's kennel. I've seen Sherilyn Allen's kennel. I saw Kimbertall because Kimbertall in about 84 was importing the lot litters from Italy. You know, I've got some old videos here of champion Argo Del Milano, who was supposedly a son of Squazione.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So the Italians are notorious for paper hanging.
Oh, I know. I'm Italian.
You know, I'm glad you brought it out. I've said it a couple times before, and everybody dismissed me as an asshole.
Or they threaten people, is what I understand.
I don't care if they threaten me. They can come up my way anytime.
Well, you know, that's what I told Tony, too, so... And the mere fact that, like I said, he threatened me again this morning in a text is odd behavior for somebody who's innocent.
Well, like I said, you've opened the door.
So I just want to clarify, you actually heard from Mike Satilli himself and he was laughing about this?
Yep, him and Neil Prisco.
Wow. Have you ever met Tony Scandi?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm assuming that he's aware of all of this as well from his actions.
If he dealt with Vince Tucci, if he dealt with Neil Prisco or John Craddy, yes. Well, John Craddy had a kennel here in Marion, Ohio, and he dealt specifically in Neapolitan Mastiffs, Rottweilers, and Giant Schnauzers. He also, John Craddy was the real famous quarter horse judge.
Oh, that's right. I've heard that name before. Yeah.
Yes. Marion, Ohio. You know, like I said, I went to John Craddy's, and I saw a big brindle bitch, stout, real stout, and she was on a litter of blue brindle puppies. And I asked him what that was, and he said, a mistake. If you want to find out I'm real, if Mickey Satilli pops up, ask him Hey, you remember a big blonde-haired guy with tattoos who came out to your place when you were in New Jersey with Neil Prisco? Ask him that, because until he was just a little punk kid when I went out there.
No shit. Man, that is awesome, and thank you so much for sharing that.
No problem, man. I mean, the truth needs to be known. I mean, I don't fault anybody for breeding man dogs, but you know what? It's a band dog.
And you should just say so. That's what I've said.
Yeah, it's just, it's ridiculous. And getting $4,000 for a mutt. You know, I'm sorry. I'm old schooler. You know, there's no pup in the world worth more than $1,500.
You don't know what that dog's going to be, man. You don't know what that dog is going to be.
The only thing that's worth over $1,500 is a proven stud dog or a proven broom bitch.
Man, that's old school how we used to do it, man.
Yep.
Absolutely. Well, John, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate it.
Anything you call me, if I don't know it, I know somebody that will know it.
All right, man. Thank you very much and have a great day.
Be careful.
Peace.